She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, all right, I'm going to try to tell the truth about health, that's for sure. That's all you can do is your best every single day, every single moment, and keep learning. I had a post on my professional page the other day that said, life can only be learned backwards, but it has to be lived forwards, and I love that. Okay, so what I want to talk about this segment is the healthy benefits of lifting weights, and it's really interesting. The way that my practice has evolved, I care so much about people, I really do, and from a clinical perspective and understanding clinical ingredients and interventions that can help, let's say, diabetes or just any other diagnosis that somebody comes in with, that I got it. Like, I got this. I got this. You know, I've got an extensive education, and I always say I've got the student loans to prove it, and I've got pretty extensive experience at this point in time, but I'm always teaching and I'm talking about prevention. And I think one of the best things that is a preventative tool in our lives that is modifiable, that can be implemented pretty much any moment, is exercise. And I mean, I really can't say enough about it from a weight loss perspective, or in getting to an ideal weight, or from a weight gain perspective, quite honestly, from a sleep wake perspective, from a mental health, a wellness perspective, from a cardiovascular health perspective, from a bone health perspective. See, I really can't say enough about it. But one of the aspects that I want to talk about exercise is lifting weights, because I was an athlete all my life, and we would go, when I was in volleyball or what have you, we'd have, you know, our workouts every day, our practices, I should say, every day. But then Tuesdays and Thursdays, I remember, was weight days, and we would lift weights. And so I've lifted weights in one capacity or another my entire life. I never really understood the benefit until I started diving into really healthy aging, I would say. Like, me almost being 50 years old and wanting to kind of keep my skin in the game, I think that's my goal. This became so important to me. So I want to tell you that, and I got to tell you something. I mean, if you want to lose weight, feel stronger, be healthier and more vibrant, pick up a dumbbell or just move your own body weight. Strength training is such a great addition to anybody's fitness regime. I was going to say routine and regime at the same time. You know, I hear people that come into my office every single day and they're like, I do 30 minutes on the treadmill, or I do 45 minutes on the treadmill, or I do an hour on the elliptical. And I think that's great to a certain extent, but we've got to be able to push against resistance, because that's how we grow. All right. Here's what it does when you do that. So when I talk about just using your own body weight, you know, I had a woman that I trained in the gym the other day, because I am a CrossFit coach. She was under conditioned or deconditioned. She had, after college, kind of got into her career and neglected her body and regime. We were doing push-ups on the wall. So we were just using the wall, but pushing against it and still using that body weight. Air squats. You can use your own body weight for these resistance exercises if you're just getting started and you're not ready, all right? But it boosts bone mineral density. That's really important. There were two recent Norwegian studies that show that resistance training using body weight, okay, so squats, not only optimizes peak bone mass in younger women, it also stimulates bone formation in those with osteoporosis and osteopenia. And my patients with osteopenia and osteoporosis, it's the number one recommendation I have. Yep, there are all sorts of medications that are out there. Yep, there are all sorts of, I would say, combination synergistic ingredient supplements that are out there. But it is definitely the benefit of lifting weights that gets them out of this quicker. Also, lifting weights reduces the risk of the risk factors for heart disease. I said it, can't say enough about it, right? There are scientists at the Appalachian State University. They've confirmed that resistance training can enhance blood flow while reducing blood pressure by as much as 20%. Get out of here. Lowers the risk of diabetes. Lifting weights can make you smarter. Believe it or not, there was Canadian researchers at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, found that women in their 60s and 70s who engage in strength training once or twice a week improve the executive cognitive function 10.9% and 12.6% respectively. The executive function in those women that only engaged in balance and tone exercises, so think about yoga, think about stretching, actually deteriorated by 0.5%. Now listen, do not call in. Don't write me because I am not slamming stretching or yoga. When I think about fitness, I think about all sorts of metrics. I definitely think about mobility. So yoga and stretching come in there. I think about endurance. I think about stability. I think about balance, especially when we're growing older. If something happens and you go down, you want to be able to be strong enough to maybe catch yourself, or you want to be in enough balance. So but having the strength and having enough balance so we can mitigate the effects of a fall. I mean, I talk to my senior patients about this all the time. Actually, lifting weights can help thwart low back pain. So this is core strength, all right? So planks and crunches helps prevent and relieve low back pain. And this, of course, was according to a recent trial at the William Beaumont Health Center in Royal Oak, Michigan. Believe it or not, I was born in Ohio, big Ohio State Buckeye fan. I moved to Michigan, still a big Ohio State Buckeye fan. It was probably a very traumatic thing for me. Because Ohio State, Michigan still has that great rivalry going on. But this is from Royal Oak, Michigan. So it can help strengthen, and it does help strengthen, especially if you do them correctly, your core strength. And that helps you do functional movements through every single movement that you do throughout the day, not only in your fitness regime, okay? It also enhances joint flexibility and range of motion and prevents frailty and loss of muscle mass. That is one of the most important things. In naturopathic medicine, prevention is the cure. That's one of our biggest principles. They're all really big in my opinion, but prevention is the cure. So even very low intensity resistance training done slowly has been found to boost muscle size and strength in healthy senior citizens. Now, practice twice a week. So twice a week, scientists actually at the University of Tokyo noted that even low intensity weightlifting can help prevent sarcopenia. What is sarcopenia? That is the gradual loss of muscle mass that is very, very common in the elderly, okay? So I actually live out here in the Los Angeles area, and I would say that I'm a Beverly Hills adjacent, and there are a lot of plastic surgery procedures going on in people that are hitting their middle age, and they're trying to tuck up the skin that is sagging and the fat that has been, the muscle that has been lost. And guess what? It's not necessary. It's an optional issue. You can engage yourself in strength training and start young and stay consistent, and you can avoid all those crazy dangerous surgeries, I think, at least. Now, here's the thing. I think it's absolutely ideal, especially if you're just getting started, that you work with a trainer who can instruct you just for, ask for it for your birthday, a couple training sessions, or for your anniversary, or just because you want it and you deserve it. You can ask from your partner, you can ask from your family, you can actually budget it out yourself. Because if you work with somebody who knows what they're doing and they can instruct you on proper form, it will help you find the right weight, first of all, for your fitness level. It will help you find almost like the muscle structure and then therefore muscle memory of what a good squat looks like or feels like, I should say. What a push press, meaning a shoulder press, feels like. And, those things are extremely important. Partnering, I always said, especially when I was starting out in anything, I decided that I was going to understand what I was good at and get help for what I wasn't. And building my business was certainly one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, bookkeeping, I need some help. there are other things, or believe me, I need some help. If you need help, and if you are underconditioned, deconditioned, and you need some help, get it. It's the best thing to partner with somebody who knows what they're doing that can teach you so you can empower yourself and really then enjoy safely the benefits of healthy weightlifting. All right. So thank you so much. I'm going to throw this blog up on radiomd.com. You can follow us at Twitter like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. I want to thank Kevin for keeping things so smooth. Lauren, our producer in Chicago, really appreciate you joining us. We're here live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern.